The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a new lawsuit that supports the Texas Attorney General in his efforts to overturn the gun ban at the state fair.
Three men who say they are all Texas residents claim their right to carry guns to the state fair was violated this year by the new gun ban. They want a Dallas County judge to overturn that ban. At the same time in Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton filed papers with the Supreme Court saying that while he was not able to overturn the ban this year, his office has every intention to get guns into the fair next year. The gun ban was put in place after a shooting last year wounded three. Paxton, acting on behalf of Republican lawmakers, filed suit to have the ban overturned. It didn't happen by the time this year's fair ended, but Paxton says the fair has no right to prevent law-abiding citizens from taking guns to the fair in the future. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Fort Worth man who was on probation for killing a guy with a heroin injection now has federal problems. 33-year-old Brennan Rodriguez was not supposed to have any firearms while on probation. Police say they found nine guns during a domestic violence investigation. One of them had been converted into an illegal machine gun. Now, back in 2013, Rodriguez injected a man with a fatal dose of heroin.
Two nasty accidents tie up traffic for hours in Fort Worth. Cops say just before 6, small car rear-ended another one on 35W at Sycamore School. Triggered a chain reaction that brought in five cars and a truck. We now know the woman in the first car died. Two other people in her car went to the hospital. They're serious. They had to shut down 35 for hours. Meantime, they also had to shut down 35W northbound after a wreck involving a big rig hanging from the overpass.
TxDOT's replaced guardrail that was damaged, but says crews always inspect bridge damage after a crash like this. Fort Worth police say a truck was headed north on 35W near Everman about 3:30 this morning. The driver lost control and hit the guardrail leading up to the overpass and then crashed through the concrete barrier above Everman. The truck wound up hanging from the overpass. They pulled the driver to safety but had to lower the trailer to the ground. Two wreckers had to come in to haul away the cab and the trailer. TxDOT fixed the guardrail and put up temporary barriers but will need time to fix the concrete. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It will soon be easier than ever for American Airlines Advantage members to beat the TSA lines. American says biometric screening is now available. American Advantage members only need their faces scanned at the TSA checkpoint, and when it matches their ID, they're going through security. No lines, no taking off shoes. American plans to offer biometric screening at multiple airports nationwide, but we just don't know which ones yet. People who opt in to the American Advantage program only have to renew their enrollment once a year, and you can opt out anytime.
This is something similar that they're doing at DFW right now. There are some lines at American where you can actually just get facial recognition and go straight through. It's really amazing at TSA. A group of news organizations asked the appeals court for help to get records relating to the school shooting in Uvalde.
The news organizations have asked for DPS records regarding law enforcement response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in 2022. This is the latest in the dispute over what records should be made public from one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. The Uvalde district attorney has objected, arguing the release of these records could jeopardize law enforcement investigations. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your traffic and weather together on the 8th is coming up next. Nice weather we're having on this Halloween. Well, tonight's going to be even better for trick-or-treaters. There's a ton to do around town.
This week's lineup kicks off with Beetlejuice at Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. It's a Broadway musical adapting Tim Burton's original 80s film with edgy humor, wild set, and catchy songs telling the story of Lydia Dietz and her ghostly pals. Catch it now through Sunday with tickets starting at $66. Garland celebrates Dia de los Muertos at the Granville Arts Center on Saturday. Enjoy authentic mariachi, ballet folklorico, and a Selena tribute band, Dreaming of You. Local artisans, altar displays, and food trucks add flavor to the festive celebration, free for all on Saturday. It's the Plano Food and Wine Festival at Legacy West. On Saturday, sample wine and taste dishes from 26 local eateries with Taverna, Trulux, and Shake Shack among the competitors. Tickets start at $45, and wine tasting continues all the way until 6 o'clock. Can't stop me now! Fans of Spider-Man, don't miss Across the Spider-Verse in concert at the Majestic Theater. Watch the high-def movie while a live orchestra, DJ, and electronic musicians bring the soundtrack to life. There are two shows running on Saturday, the tickets starting at $39. For families, it's Unicorn World at Dallas's K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, transforming reality into a whimsical unicorn-themed forest with life-sized unicorns, rides, and interactive activities on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets start at $30 for this enchanted experience. Diwali in the Park brings color to Clyde Warren Park on Sunday. This free event celebrating India's Festival of Lights has traditional music, performances, decor symbolizing the victory of light over darkness, and a traditional parade. I'm John Little. That's Around Town. You can find all these events and more on our website, krld.com/aroundtown.
So when you go trick-or-treating, you better remember one show-stopping rule.
Trick-or-treat, man!
Hey, aren't you a little old for this? You're not even wearing costume.
No costume, no candy. That's what this father in Arlington, Virginia says.
If there's someone showing up that's eye-to-eye with me, only wearing a mask, and has a mustache, I'm not giving them candy.
So what's the cutoff age?
Like 12 or 13.
But this mom in Brookville, Maryland disagrees.
As long as the child is still in high school and puts some effort into a costume, I think they should definitely be able to trick-or-treat.
But you gotta follow the rules.
Say trick-or-treat. And please and thank you.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
It is Halloween. National Retail Federation's counting up the take from Halloween spending this year. It says we spent more than $11.5 billion on Halloween. That's more than $100 per person. People dropped $3.8 billion on costumes, another $3.8 billion on decorations. We kind of cheated on candy, only $3.5 billion. Two-thirds of American homes are passing out candy this evening. Your average, if you bought that candy 2.5 weeks ago, and a lot of people had to go back for more because they ate it all in that 2.5 weeks. Top costumes for kids this year, Spider-Man, a ghost, a princess, and a witch. Top costumes for adults are witch, vampire, cat, and Batman. Not a Deadpool or a Wolverine in the top five.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.